You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, today we are going to be chatting about something quite exciting. We're going to hear from Natasha, who is going to share her experience of joining Team RNIB and taking part in the marathon in 2023. And Natasha, or Tash, it is lovely speaking with you today.
Hi, and you.
And would you mind telling us how you joined or made the decision to join Team RNIB?
I guess losing my vision was what spurred me on to sign up to do London Marathon this year. I'd always loved running, had ran prior to losing my vision, not nearly at marathon level, but had done several 10Ks and I guess half marathons. And I think because I lost my vision during the lockdown, I didn't have much time to get back to life. So I was, sitting around doing nothing for a while, and I just wanted a challenge, and I thought a physical challenge would probably be the best.
And was part of the reason, I know you mentioned that you did lots of running before, and was part of the reason maybe helping not just support your physical well-being but also your mental well-being, because a lot of people mentioned that they often pick up physical activity to support how they're feeling, and especially when they're struggling, or as you mentioned, lockdown probably wasn't easy either.
Probably actually not for me. I would say that I've been pretty active my whole life. I'd often go to spinning classes, always be walking around London at the gym, so that wasn't really the motivation. I think I felt probably fairly useless, lacking some sort of direction or purpose, just generally in life. But then quite a lot of my focus was on my body, my eyes, during lockdown and the fact that they don't work anymore. I think that I wanted to do something physical that's something I've never done before, a bigger challenge, to just sort of remind myself that I am capable of doing lots of things with my body, even though my eyes have stopped working. Definitely it does keep your mental health strong, but that wasn't the motivation behind me wanting to run the marathon. It was more I wanted a challenge, I wanted to feel useful in the world, and I had a bit of a purpose. And I guess that is actually linked with your mental health, right? I guess the answer is yes and no.
I think it's a bit confidence building, and also proving to yourself and to others that you can still do something you really love.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. That's so true. And I just feel so free when I'm running. I don't feel a blind person when I run, because I'm not using my cane. I can go at whatever speed I like. So yeah, it's I love it, running. I love it probably more now than I did before I lost my vision because of that fact.
And how was it running with your brother? Because I believe he was your guide for the London Marathon. Was that easy to adjust to? Was it maybe a little more fun because you were doing it with him?
Mm. Oh, God, I wouldn't run with anyone other than my brother. I mean, Max is my best friend. I'd choose him to come to anything with me ever in the world. So he was definitely my first choice to run with. And we had actually done two half marathons prior to the London. So we had already been running together since having lost my vision. I immediately was Max, let's go running, when I lost my vision. So it wasn't I'd sign up for the marathon 2 years later after being blind. It was straight away, how am I going to keep running now I can't see? It was totally fun running with Max. It was also a nightmare because brothers and sisters argue all the time. So the early mornings, 5:30 a.m. on the road, that sometimes was not good. But I wouldn't have wanted to run it with anyone else. Max knows me better than anyone else in the world, and I trust him the most. And I'm not sure if I would want to put that pressure on a friend in case something went wrong, or I injured myself, or we fell over. I feel they would feel too much guilt, whereas my brother wouldn't. He would just know that I'd be able to get up and carry on.
I guess that's a nice thing, running with someone who knows you very well. They know how far to push you and how much you're capable of as well.
Yeah, exactly. And it was just really nice to do it together. I really hope that we can do more marathons together, more like physical challenges together. Max really enjoys running. He still goes out and runs on his own in the morning, sometimes before work, since we've finished the marathon. So he's sort of like got much more into running as a sport, whereas before he was much more into like playing team sports like hockey or tennis. He's picked up a new hobby as well.
And what about yourself? Are you still running now after the marathon?
Yeah, me and Max have gone on like a few runs since the marathon. I run at the gym a lot, like on the treadmill. I like to run uphill at the moment. Me and Max, we just took a break after the marathon, enjoyed the summer, went out drinking, you know, did all the things, late night dinners that we weren't doing when we were training, because we were running before Maxie went to work. So we were literally waking up in the pitch black, 5 a.m., running in the snow, the rain. It was really sometimes quite depressing. Although you did feel amazing afterwards, knowing that everyone's still asleep and like you've already done 5 miles in the morning. I'm hoping to do another marathon next year. It's not yet decided or applied, but I would love to do one.
Well, take us back to doing the marathon. You said it was your first one ever. What were the emotions like on the day? Were you nervous? Were you excited? A little bit of both?
On the day, oh gosh, okay, I remember it was like raining. It was only spitting, but like that was winding me up a lot. And I can go from like 0 to 100 very quickly. So I was really annoyed that it was like just spitting. I wanted it to just be like cold, but like blue skies, because like you don't really want to run in the heat. It's better to run when it's cooler. But like the rain was like winding me up. I didn't want to wear my rain jacket. Too uncomfortable, so I was already like in a bit of a mood. But as soon as we started running, like that all went away, and I was just like, okay, we're here, we're doing the marathon. I wasn't nervous at all, so I just thought, well, I'm on the road now, I've started running, there's no way out of this, I'm just gonna have to get right to the end now. So I was excited for like how I was gonna feel towards the end, and I was excited to like maybe get halfway and start seeing some friends like and family along the route. Because like the first at least like 10K, there's not many like spectators around, because I guess it's not that exciting having only run like 2 miles, and you don't really need so many people cheering you on then. It's sort of after you get past mile 13, I guess, that's when people need all of the support from the crowd. So I was like excited for like how I was going to feel once I got to the halfway mark. So I knew then I would be like, oh God, I'm really running the marathon. When you cross Tower Bridge, everyone said like that's like an amazing moment, because that's mile 13. And it's just like so loud, like the crowd, it's just unbelievable. I was running across the bridge and I felt like I was famous. I was like, woo! I just thought it was all for me. But yeah, that was a great feeling then. So I knew I was going to feel good once I'd like covered more miles, so I was excited for that, and I was excited to see people that I knew like cheering me along.
What was going through your head when you finally crossed the finish line?
Okay, so the clouds had parted, the skies had finally blue, the sun was like beaming down for like the last 4 miles, which was just perfect. I was about to finish and it had been like spitting on and off all day, so that was like really cool. We finally saw our mum, saw my godmother cheering us on, gave everyone loads of hugs. Me and Max were like singing, there was a song playing, maybe it was London Calling, as we crossed the finishing line. We were just singing that together. In fact, this is going to sound like, maybe it's unusual, maybe most people are like this, but I was like, oh, was that it? Like, it didn't hit me for like a good like 5 minutes that we'd just done the marathon. And honestly, I probably could have ran like a bit more. If the marathon was longer, I could have maybe gone for like another mile. But then I rang up my mum, and I was like, we've crossed the finishing line, where are we going to meet you? And then as soon as I started speaking to her and she was saying how proud she was of us, then immediately I was just like in floods of tears, crying, like just pure happiness. I was so proud of my brother. He does a much harder job than I do. I just run alongside him, having a good old time. And Maxie has to like talk to me for 26.2 miles. He has to always look at like the road to dodge potholes, millions of water bottles, speed bumps, pavements. and dodge people, and he has to keep looking in the crowd for all our family and friends so we can like go up and give them a hug and get a photo and whatnot. So like, I was just so proud of him and so thankful that he ran with me.
Well, it sounds like such an amazing experience. And obviously, looking back at doing the marathon, do you think you'll ever do an ultra marathon? Because it seems like you could have just kept going.
I actually would love to do an ultra marathon. There is this guy that I love called Scott Jurek. He's an American guy. And I read his book, Eat and Run, 6 years ago. And I was fascinated by him. He's run so many ultra marathons. He's like world champion of pretty much all of them. I would love to do one. I mean, an ultra actually is only anything more than a marathon. So you could just technically run like 2 miles more and say you've done an ultra. But I feel like you need to do like 50, 100 miles. That would be like a super cool challenge. But I feel like maybe we should just at the beginning stick with like traveling around the world doing the marathons, you know, like do Paris, Berlin, New York, like, it'd just be a good excuse to like go on holidays to other places.
Maybe try and do one of the, is it 7 marathons on 7 continents?
Yeah.
I think there was a couple people that have done that.
Yeah, that would be really cool. I'd love to do that. Or like a triathlon, that would be fun. Like just any big physical challenge, I think is just always good for people to do. It gives you something to focus on. Exercising is just good all round, and just achieving something that you've not achieved before and working towards something, I just think is important for everybody to have in life. So yeah, I'm definitely going to have to do some research and figure out what me and Max are going to do next year.
Hopefully you'll tell him in advance and it's not going to be like, you're doing it, you have no choice.
I know, exactly.
I know you said this was something you've done because you wanted that sense of purpose or direction, but is this the, I guess, main advice you would give to someone who maybe like yourself recently lost their sight, or is there anything else you think would really help?
So if I were to think about the things that helped me feel better about losing my vision, the marathon would definitely be one of them. Now, it doesn't have to be run a marathon, but I do think that having a challenge to complete, especially a physical one, if something has happened to your body, like losing your vision, is a really good way to build up your confidence, meet some new people, remind yourself that your body is still capable of doing lots of amazing things. That was probably like the turning point for me. And I guess it coincided with me stopping being so upset about having lost my vision. When I started training for the marathon, I'd found a running club in London called Achilles, and it's a running club for blind and visually impaired people who meet up once a week, and sighted people volunteer their Thursday evenings to train with us. I've only been there a few times, but that was really cool to just hang out and run with other visually impaired people and listen to like the marathons that they've ran before, the ones that they were training for. So like a challenge, definitely, I recommend to most people to do, but that was the main thing that got me out of my depression. You could look at challenges in like other ways, like you could set yourself like a challenge in your social life. You could go out and make new friends. You could go out and volunteer, like do something new. I think focusing your mind on something else other than losing your vision, which is like really beneficial.
Well, Tash, it's been really great speaking with you today, hearing about your experience. Hopefully we'll hear about your next marathon very soon.
Yeah.
but for now, I hope you have a lovely day.
Thank you, and you.
And if you would like to join Team RNAB on the next London Marathon, it will be taking place on the 21st of April, 2024. To find out more, visit the website. It's rnab.org.uk, or you can also call the RNAB helpline on 0303 123 9999.